Eight Ingredients Travel Portrait Number 8. Santa Clara. As recommended, I stopped off in Santa Clara. The objective was to find some pottery. I pulled into the parking lot of the first roadside gallery that had an open sign with the front door open. I entered the gallery, which was more of a shop, and was greeted by the son of the chief artist. An artist himself, the son first detailed the lineage of the pottery located in the countertop display case. Then he proceeded with his heritage that was displayed in the glass case behind my right shoulder. My budget did not grant me chief status. The pottery, the ornate symbolic detail etched into the kilned clay, plus the fire-accented coloring set precisely within the etched lines, made his asking price a steal. Me, ever so the modernist, lost interest in the symbolism that emanated from the spirited pottery. I turned around and spotted two plain, small, black vases. "My nieces," he claimed. He shared with me their ages as represented in the height of the vases. Both were appealing. I settled on the smaller of the two. The vase was offset, but globular, whereas the other vase was oblong and prissy. The vase I purchased reminded me of an Alvar Aalto Golden Original, a great glob of glass. Yes, I purchased the work of a 12-year-old, and I probably paid too much. But what I purchased was not the artifact, but part of the chief's heritage. While finalizing the transaction, I peered to the left. Placed atop an office desk were four plain black vases. "How much for those?" I asked rapidly, with Noguchi in mind. He sighed, distressed, knowing that he was going to miss an opportunity. "Those aren't for sale yet," explaining the reasons why. Me, in full gallery must-have mode, as if I were on a first Friday hop in Old City, Philadelphia, inquired about the chief's pottery technique. I started with the basics. "What's this made out of?" "Duh." "The red clay from the land." "And the kiln process?" "The clay, once molded by hand, is placed in a... to get the black color is used. To etch is used. To get the different colors involves..." I sighed, very pleased. The chief knows his pottery, and he has taught his son well. And the tradition is being passed along to his nieces. I shook his hand in gratitude. He accepted my earnestness, but stood petrified and looked away as if history was being replayed. I secured my bubble-wrapped purchase in the trunk of my rental, got into the car, put the key into the ignition. As I turned the key, I thought to myself, Pilgrim. Ed. Ken. Daddy. For your convenience, this audio and pictures are available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat ingredients, so try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2007 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.